And we're back on the show. It is the part two of our back-to-back AMAs. So I want to remind everyone, do check out Alex's upcoming live show in Music Museum on the 27th of May. It's called May... Was it May Nanalo Na, right?
May Nanalo Na. Yeah. Yan. So yan, ako plus add ang mga ano, walong comedians or 8 to 9 comedians. Tapos mga 2 to 3 hour show ulit yan. Music Museum, dun sa may Green Hills, sa mga di nakakaalam. It's 850, early bird hanggang April 30. Afternoon, 1,000 na. Pero a lot of raffle prizes ang gagawin ko dyan. Online raffle. Tapos dun sa actual show, magkakaroon tayo ng mga merchandise. Ano. Tapos mga cups na nagre-request, dun ko dadalhin sa actual show. So please, tickettome.net. Pa-spread na lang na word. Kung di kayo pwede manood, di magyaya na laki na iba.
Yep.
Parang ano.
Yep.
Ano, parang forward na lang yung mga invites. Yung
actually, some of the girls here on the stream that are very popular with some of our listeners, like Pia right there. Pia, baka
Pia,
may, wala kang may kailangan mo ng date for Alex's show.
Oh.
There's a couple guys here like Ersten, nakasando dyan. Who else is there?
Ito daw si Ronnie, single guy.
Yeah,
walang
there's Ronnie.
Sabi.
There's James. Pero James, New York yan. JR sa New Zealand. Medyo malayo yan. Rick from Sydney, Australia. Carl in Sacramento. Putang ina, social. Toronto. Ayan,
Toronto.
MM. Si MM. Cute din yan. Ayan, baka may date. Si date.
Rubelito, nasa Toronto ka. Hindi ka malang nagparamdam sa akin.
Oh. Cedric's in Toronto. Anna's in Toronto. There's a lot of Toronto here on the show. It's kind of late in Toronto right now.
Oh, but 11:14 p.m.
Sam in Houston, Texas. There's Utre of Bedenberg. That's Chopper's fucking crush.
Baka magkaroon ako ng wedding hosting sa Texas sa July. So abangan nyo lang.
Ang init? Sana hindi outdoor.
Houston. Houston. Sa Kentucky yata yun. Basta inintay ko lang kung ano yung mga... Bahala na.
Okay, well, again, we'll hopefully we'll get to see you soon, Alex. Anyway,
yes.
So let's get ready. We'll take our third call of the night here. Let's just give her a call. We're going back to Canada, Montreal,
Canada.
This time, and talk to our next caller. I don't want to say her name yet because I'm not sure if she wants to change her name. So, bonjour.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. You?
We're good. We're good. So, hey, listen, are you using a headset?
Oh, I'm using AirPods. But
AirPods, yeah. Can you take it off? AirPods, real shit, if you don't mind. If you can just put your phone on your ear, that'd be much better. If you've ever not been to Montreal, it is a beautiful city. Chopper and I went over there. Really short trip, but we took a nice train ride from New York. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous town. Definitely one
like
worth...
Little Europe.
Yeah, totally worth going to if you live in Canada and never been to Montreal. Really, really pretty.
And the French-speaking Canadians are there because...
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, a lot of Canada speaks French almost entirely, but yeah, definitely number one language in Quebec, where the capital of Canada... No, it's not. Capital of Quebec is Quebec City. Capital of Canada, I think, is Ottawa. Yeah, go on.
Is
it better?
Yeah, hi. Okay, so we're on the air already, so I don't know if you want to change your name or what, like, you know, I don't want to call
you
by
your
real
name. Yeah, you can call me Apple. Just
Apple?
Call me Apple.
And Apple, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old.
How's your French, Apple?
Je peux parler un peu, mais juste un peu.
Okay lang.
So okay lang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay lang.
Yeah. So a little.
How long have you been in Montreal? How long have you been in Montreal?
Just 1 year, actually.
Oh, that's not bad for a year.
Well, I've been studying French like before, so during the pandemic before I moved.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Interesting.
Well, nice. Montreal's beautiful, right? Man, I know you're kind of new to it, but man, what a great, great city.
Yeah, it is. Actually, right now it's just opening up, so I'm getting to know the city more. Because when I got here, it was like, you know, all the measures for COVID was in full force. So couldn't really see anything.
And did you move there from Manila or another part of Canada?
No, from Manila.
From Manila. Okay, wow. All right. So yeah, whole new world, huh? All right. So Apple, welcome to the podcast. Sounds like you're a first timer here. What do you want to talk about?
Hi, yeah, I'm kind of nervous, sorry.
By the way, this is Alex and Chopper.
Hey.
It's AMA episode tonight with my wife and, of course, Alex Calieja. So whenever you're ready, fire away.
Yeah, okay. So I've been a listener for like 3 years now.
Okay.
But it's my first time calling. But so it's, I don't know if it's like a big deal, but to me it kind of is because my problem has been like the cause of a lot of anxieties in my life.
Yeah.
So I am in a relationship for more than almost 3 years now.
Was that LDR? Yeah. That first 2 years then?
No, we met in Manila.
Okay.
So, and we lived together in Manila during our second year until we had to be apart because he had to go back here in Montreal and I had to wait for my papers as an international student.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And then, so when I got here last year, by now we've been living together for like a year now.
Okay.
And everything's like perfect. Like I have no complaints about anything at all, but we've talked about marriage and our values and stuff like that. I come from a Christian family.
Yeah.
So obviously the problem is he's not, but I kind of got away with it. So I'm coming from a very conservative family. I've never introduced anyone, like any guy at all, to my family, to my parents at all. And last year when I moved here, finally introduced my boyfriend of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm apart already, because I'm like parang sigurista.
Uh-oh, far so away. Like, yeah.
Like, well, you can't do anything anymore because I moved away from the country. But so I was able to hide it pretty well that we lived together even back in Manila for the first part of the pandemic in 2020. Sorry, I'm so
it's
nervous.
It's okay. You're fine.
Well, what's the problem? Like, okay, let's say you're doing a good job hiding that you live in with your boyfriend, and you've done that in the past. Is the problem your family, or is there a problem with the relationship?
No, it's my family slash like how I deal with this aspect in our relationship. Because so right now we live together, obviously, but my parents don't know that. And I don't know how I'm getting away with it, but I'm getting away with it. So
it helps when you live on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, you have to, like, make parang excuses. Like, I have a roommate, but you never see my roommate.
Right.
And, like,
right.
At one point, my mom was like, is your boyfriend your roommate? I hope he's not your he's not your roommate because you know where we stand on that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. It's like, she's just very shy. Like, we don't talk and stuff. But like, I've been hiding the fact that I've been living with my boyfriend for a year. And it's been causing so much stress on my part. Because like, when I do video calls with my parents, it's either like, I'm locked in my room. And he knows about this. He knows like the arrangement that they're pretty conservative. So he kind of goes along with it. And during the course of our relationship now, we've talked about marriage and kind of like, I know I'm ready for marriage and he is too, but he said that if he hadn't met me, he would never have considered getting married in the first place with anyone. Like he just, it's just not part of his value. In a
sense. So is that your problem that you were dating somebody or you're seriously involved with a guy who doesn't believe in marriage and you do? Is that what we're working with here?
No, the problem is, so I'm sorry, I'm kind of slow, but I'm building up to it.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it and we talked about now this year, like, okay, we're going to make preparations and stuff. Like I'm completely open to the idea of a prenup agreement because I'm also kind of, you know, I was brought up that way that you have to be smart about your future and stuff like that. So I'm completely on board with that. Like, I just want to like get married to him and he's open to it. He said like he will get married to me, but like my problem now is how do I like open the conversation again? Like to, hey, we're talking about other things. We bought the apartment and you're talking about renovating the apartment, but everything, all that's in my mind is like, why don't we like talk about getting married first? Like, fix
so that,
our
so okay,
agreement.
So just like, for clear, Apple, because you've given me like 10 problems, right? The biggest problem, the way I assess it, is how do I get my boyfriend to propose?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, or I could propose too. Like, we talked about it.
I love it. Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, I don't even want a big wedding. I just want, because,
We get Apple, yes or no. The problem is I need a proposal. I want to get engaged right now. That's the problem.
Yes.
And you want to know how to speed this process up.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And that's your question. Dear Mo, Chopper, Alex, how do I get my boyfriend to propose? Or should I propose? Are we ready? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Anybody want to attack this first?
I don't know about her proposing just because of the fact that you shared, Apple, that he really didn't believe in marriage first, but now he's willing to get married because he loves you so much. And he
isn't
wants
that a compliment, right?
Oo nga, pero ayokong kay Apple manggaling yung proposal dahil ganun yung situation. Parang mas maganda kung manggagaling kay Guy. Kasi nga, okay, put your money where your mouth is. You know, like, really? Like, so.
Oh, right, right, right. I get it. Okay, so you're saying, if you're saying that you're not the marrying type, but all of a sudden you are because you've met me, well then fucking prove it.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Kasi baka pag ikaw, Apple, parang baka mapilita. Yung ganun, like, I don't know, like, I want to make sure that's ruled out. Like, that's not even a possibility of thought in your mind, right? So now the question is, kung siya yung magpropose, how do you get him to propose to you, right?
But I'm feeling cool. You can still propose, though, in the sense. I mean, it sounds like this guy's a Canadian guy, no? He's French Canadian guy. He's not Filipino.
Yeah, he is.
Okay,
yeah.
So these guys tend to be a bit. I think a guy like this can say no if he wants no. It's not like, I think, sa Pilipinas, there's always that pressure of if somebody asks, you have to say yes. Like, it's like going to somebody's house and they're like, oi, kain ka, and you're not hungry, or kain ka, but you don't eat that shit, and you're like, okay, fine, because it's hospitable. You know, we have that where we have to say yes kind of culture, but these guys, they don't. I think you can totally propose if that's what you want. It's really modern to do. And I think if he's going to say no if it's a no.
I mean, we just put the story to the conservative family, like,
oh, well, fuck that. They don't even know this guy fucking exists.
I'm the one who proposed to this guy. Like, parang.
I don't even know if that's necessarily
I'm
something.
I'm still like,
kailangan
get
ikwento.
Him to propose. If hindi talaga, then ikaw. But, you know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Alex, anything for this? How do you.
Hindi ko alam kung nasabi niya na, no? Bakit ka nagmamadali?
Well, okay. So,
that's
back
29
to
years old.
The first thing.
So, 29 years old, di ba, parang.
Because it's kind of like the source of all my anxiety right now. Like, I'm hiding that I'm living with my boyfriend, but if I get married, it's like I can tell everything to my parents. Like,
you're
I can
living
live normally without hiding anything anymore.
There's a freedom involved, right? There's just kind of, yeah, no, I get it.
You can be together publicly. Like,
and
you
it's not
him.
Even, yeah, nagmamadali in a sense, Alex, that she's trying to rush it, but they feel like they're ready. Their life, their relationship is great.
Bumili na sila ng apartment together.
Everything kind of lines up.
Parang ginagawa mo kasi yan para sa parents, pero mamaya kasi, di ba, yung para mapasal, para ipakita mo sa ila na maging legal lahat, eh pwede namang mangya, di ba dapat isolve mo muna na tanggapin muna yung sitwasyon mo kung yan ang gusto mo. Mamaya okay naman kayo sa ganyan, tapos pipilitin mo mapasal. Parang yung pagpapasal, solusyon mo para lang sabihin sa parents mo na, ah, ito na po kami. Di ba hindi mo siya ginagawa para sa'yo? Ginagawa mo para sa parents mo?
No,
I think a part of it is that, but there's a lot of other things that says it's time for this girl. Mm. My question is, when's the last time you talked about it?
Like, I think 2 weeks ago.
And what came about?
Like, well, I always kind of joke around, like, oh, so, because we watch those stupid reality shows and I'm going to be like, oh, so do I have to give you the ultimatum? And then we're just like joking around about it. And then like, he's completely on board with it. It's just that it seems like all other aspects, like, you know, serious steps in a relationship is coming up in conversation more often,
it's
like renovating
to.
The place.
Yeah,
it's supposed
instead
to.
Of fixing right. our prenup first and then getting married, because it solves like two things of my problems. Like, okay, my parents know about our relationship, but I know them. Like, I know how conservative they are. Like, my mom's gonna die, like, if she found out I was living with
a man.
Yeah,
but this is where Alex is talking about. Like, you're waking too much about your family. Let's fuck your family for now, all right? Fuck it, okay? Because in the end, that's a one-day fix. Everything else is a bigger deal. The family thing is a notification. That's mm-hmm. all that is. Mm-hmm. Everything else matters. Now, I know your family is important to you, and I don't want to minimize that or make that less important, but that is a one day problem.
You're making a life decision that you will live with
is way more important than that. So what are the conversations you need to have with your boyfriend? You need to talk about your everything, man, your parenting styles, if you're thinking about having a family, your religious views, you're Christian, he's not, your political views, you guys have to talk about, the members of your family, you guys have to talk about. You have to talk about what beliefs your kids will have if you're thinking about having kids. You got to discuss your own personal skill set, your love language, your sexual expectations, your financial expectations, your partner expectations, your family health history you have to discuss, your mental health history you have to discuss. You have to discuss about your house and what you want it to look like, what's on your bucket list, what career aspirations you have, what educational aspirations you have. Dude, I can fucking go on and on about all of these conversations that are mandatory for you to have with him. And once you have exhausted all those conversations, and by the way, play it back because all of those categories are key, then you can talk to him and go, okay, I think it's time, don't you think?
Okay, yes, I have, believe it or not, I have talked about him about all the things that you listed. And we do agree. That's why I'm thinking about, like, just, you know, getting married, because I want to be married too. And, like, it solves a lot of problems
to him, though. Like, do you want to be married to him or do you just want to be married, period?
To him.
I think it's pretty clear they're a good couple. Okay. It's just speeding up the process.
Well, just tell him.
Yung tinawag, ang tinawag niya kasi sa atin, mo, wala tayong magagawa dun sa pagpapropose ng lalaki, no? It's an impossible problem to solve kasi wala tayong magagawa. Ang control na natin babae, no? Tapos, kung ayaw natin pagproposin, kasi wala kayong magagawa kung ayaw niya mag-ano. Mamaya may sarili siyang reason kung bakit ayaw niya magpropose. Ay, ayaw niya magpakasal pa. Mamaya, kasi kung magpapakasal yan, yayain ka niyan, di ba? Dito problema ngayon. Pero, unless ikaw mag-initiate, then malalaan mo ang sagot.
I'm so okay with you initiating. Honestly,
I'm not.
If you want it, you can ask him about it. He's going to say what I think is the honest answer. There's no problem. Oh. You haven't given me one problem with this relationship at all.
I just don't want it to go back and this is like worst case scenario, right? You're married. It's not working out. And he was like, I want a divorce. I never really wanted to get in here anyway. You asked me to get married.
That's why she has those protections.
No, I'm not about the prenup. I'm more like...
Pag tinanong mo kasi, gusto ko na magpakasal. Gusto ba? Pag sinabi ng lalaking, ayoko, malalaman mo na ngayon yung reason why. Then, alam mo na ngayon ang gagawin.
Yeah, you're not wasting
any more time. Pag sinabi ng lalaki na, yes, gusto ko na mag-married, walang sasiyan after nag-yes ka. Hindi naman ito, wala naman siya itututok na baril yung lalaki. Sa lalaki. Hindi naman tututukan itong girl na magpakasal tayo para magsinungaling lalaki na sige, tapos sisisihin siya after. No, ang sinasabi ko lang, etong problema mo, masasagot lang ni lalaki. At para masagot, sabihin mo kay lalaki, gusto mo bang magpakasal tayo? Pero prepare ka sa, hindi ko sinasabing, oo ang sagot ng lalaki. Yeah. At least, sasabihin ni lalaki na, sige, payag ako. Tapos ang problema mo, pag sinabi ng lalaki, ayoko, tanungin mo. Ngayon, tapos din ang problema mo. Alam mo na ngayon kung bakit.
Wait, hold on.
Okay. Jumping off of that, why are you getting a prenup? Whose idea is it for the prenup? Is it your idea or his idea?
My idea.
Why is it your idea? Tell me, why do you want a prenup?
Well, it's just smart because I can see my earning potential. I see his earning potential. Like, he's making like triple I'm making. But
listen,
it's just a smart decision.
Why is it a smart decision? Give me the reason. Say it.
Because even if we love each other so much right now, we don't know ourselves like 30 years from
now. That's the answer I'm looking for. You understand the reality of life. There is a chance you guys will not work out, as there is a chance for everybody on the show, everybody listening to the show, everybody in the Zoom room, everybody. There is a chance it's not going to work out. You are open to that. You are not blinded to some fake ass fucking reality. You have prepared for it, even though you know in the current format of your prenup that he is out earning you and all of that stuff. You still are in touch of knowing what the fuck you're doing. This tells me green light. If you want to fucking ask him to marry you, you can ask him to marry you. If it doesn't work out, you absolutely are aware that there is a chance that it's not going to work out. And it has nothing to do with who's asking who. It has everything to do with, well, what if 3 years from now we hate each other or don't like each other as much? You know that it exists. And your Christianity is not stopping you from that reality. I can say then you can ask him.
Like, can I just address, like, when Alex was making his comments, I just realized I wasn't making myself clear. Like, it's not a situation where it's kind of like I'm forcing him to get married, because I talked about him, like, year two, that my value is I'm going to be committed to someone. And in the long term, like, it doesn't have to be you. It depends. Like, it's part of my value. I'm going to get married. He knew that. And we talk about it, like, from time to time. And there's no negative reaction, actually. It's just that it doesn't seem to be as serious to him as it is to me, that I want to do it sooner rather than later. It's more like opening that conversation.
But what if, like, he says yes, but let's get married in 2 years? Or I'm not ready now, but in 2 years, because I have certain goals that I, you know.
I mean, Chopper's having a conversation with the people online, and they're talking about, like, visa status. Does any of this have anything to do with residency?
Yes.
So what part of it is you're rushing this for residency reasons or citizenship reasons?
Oh, not citizenship. It's more like
work visa.
I have a work
visa.
No,
you can work as a student.
But limited hours.
It depends.
I graduated, so it's like full time.
Yeah, okay. So
I have a year and I'm working, like, at a promising startup. But the thing is with me, it's just it takes time. Like, so it'll take, like, more than a year if he sponsors me as a spouse. And I couldn't do the federal program, which I would probably qualify for because I live in Quebec. And I don't live in other provinces where, you know, the point system and stuff like that apply. It's harder in Quebec because I need to have a certain level of French. I need to, like,
have a certain
job.
Right. Okay.
It's just like, it just makes sense. It's not like I'm using him. We know, we both talked about this. Like, I can't go in and out of the country because, you know, it's smart because I don't want a big wedding. I told him, like, we can
listen,
have a single wedding.
Nothing tells me, like, nothing screams to me that you're using this guy for citizenship.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Nothing. Because, again, you guys live together in Manila. You're not mail order bride. I mean, come on.
Like, it just, these facts play a role because it's important when you're talking to him.
It's barely playing a role for me.
No. When you're talking to him and, like, as you said, Apple, like, you guys are very open in having these conversations, right? That's why I asked, like, what if he says, let's get married? Yes. But in 2 years, as opposed to, like, this year or next year, right? Or what if we get married civilly now? Like, ano yung mga sagot mo pagdating sa mga ganong situation? Like, is there any urgency? And you've identified na medyo meron, right?
Sisingit na rin ako doon. Yung tanong ni Chopper is yung meron munang stage one yan.
Mm-hmm.
Ang solusyon nga sa tanong niya sa atin ngayon is ask your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pinaparinggan mo na siya, ayaw niya magpaasal. It's about time, kasi pag wala kang ginawa sa side mo, magkukontinue lang yan. Ayun ang ibig sabihin, itong caller natin.
Mm-hmm.
Yung sinasabi pinupersa mo, ang sinasabi ko lang, sa pag kami mga lalaki, makakalata kami pag gusto na ito magpaasal. Dahil, ba't hindi ka sinasabihan? Lahat na ng mga senyales ginawa mo. So it's about time you initiate and be ready to receive the answer.
Yeah.
Kasi kung sa answer na yun,
yes,
will be the next step.
Right.
Kung sinabi niyang no, move on.
And that's what I've been saying. I have no problem with you asking.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether it's marriage, whether whatever.
Proposal style. Like, tanungin mo na lang. Like, derecho.
Yeah, but I don't care if you propose to him. That's my point is, listen, you know what? If you want to get a feeler out there, have your prenup drafted already. Say, hey, I drafted the prenup. I want you to look at it. Tell me what you think. Talk about it. You're not saying, hey, I need you to sign here. I just want you to read over it. What do you think? And if he says, no, it looks good. Well, guess what? That's a promising sign that he one more step closer to that he's open to it. Listen, man, this shit is so easy, okay? You guys are in love. You have no problem in your relationship. We asked about the visa, but another part of it is you want to be legal with your family. That's a really big deal for you. That should not be understated, okay?
Yeah.
You want to post on Facebook that you and your boyfriend are traveling and that you and boyfriend are, you cannot do that right now because you're fucking family and you worry about what they're going to say. That's a big deal for me. I understand that for you. We can fix all of this because there's no problems. You have a prenup in mind knowing that all relationships don't last forever. There's a chance that all relationships aren't going to last forever. You can just give him the piece of paper. Tell me what you think. If he says, looks good, I think you know, I think this is promising. Okay, let's get married. And let's see what he says. If he says no, then fuck, it's no. Then ask him, okay, is that no for now or no down the line? But I'm only going to ask one time. This is the one time I'm going to ask, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you say no now, that's okay. I want you to be honest. I'm a big girl. I understand the dynamics of fucking adulthood relationships. But know this, I will not ask again.
Yeah.
And I want to get married. So there will be an expiration date at some point. I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you, it exists. I'm 29 years old. I would like to have a family. I would like to get my career going. I would like to stabilize this part of my life. This is part of the shit that I was saying earlier.
Yeah, it's like you just say like, okay, well, I know we've talked about marriage before and that now it's in the cards for you. And, you know, I have goals and I think our goals align, like based on our conversations. I want to get married, say, by the end of this year, right? Would you is that something that you want to do as well with me?
Yeah.
Right?
Or if you want a grand, you said you want a small wedding, so I'm assuming you probably want a small proposal. But if you want it to be romantic, that's okay. It doesn't have to be such a businessy conversation. You could buy a ring if you want. I'm fucking cool with that. And go, hey, I want to get married. I want to get married in a reasonable amount of time. I love you. You could be romantic. But you can also be business. I don't give a fuck. I'm okay though with you asking.
Yung mo, parang lumapit siya sa akin, asking kung may side siya. Yung doctor makakasagot niyan. Ask the doctor. Tapos lahat ng mga steps na gagawin mo is nakadepende sa pagsagot ng boyfriend mo. Pagka no, kausapin mo na yung pamilya mo.
So the question is, how do I get my boyfriend to propose or should I propose? The answer is, yeah, you should propose, I guess is what.
So you change your mind then?
No, I mean, like, well, now with all this, right? That's why I wanted to know. Meron bang reason for yung kailangan agad, right? Kasi ako, I can be straight and go like, okay, well, babe, right? For example, like, kung tayong nasa situation na to, babe, like, but we've talked about marriage, pero hindi pa tayo talagang nagpa-plan or hindi ka pa nagpa-propose, I'm gonna tell you, like, babe, like, I can work after, like, you know, when we get married and after my student visa or whatever employment expires, like, it'll take another ganyan. So, it's better for us to get married this year since we've talked about it already. Why don't we have like a civil wedding, just us, and then mag-ipon tayo for grand wedding if we want that later on.
The problem with the waiting for the other wedding is it doesn't make her legal with her family. So
I'm just saying that's an example.
Right, I'm going to drive home that's important to you as well. So this has to happen soon, right? That's what you need. For your family's sake, for your sake, for everybody's sake.
Kaya kailangan lahat ng information, Apple, share it. Like, not just like, we love each other, we've talked about marriage, he's in, how do I get him to propose? Like, there's a little bit more to that with in terms of the urgency. So now the conversation like shifts a little bit, right? So kung naiintindihan ni boyfriend na yun yung situation mo, your visa status, your status with your family and stuff, like he loves you so much because you guys are been together for 2 years and you guys love each other, I have a feeling he'll say yes. And if you say like, this is important to me and I want to be married by the end of the year.
But Alex is saying it's also okay if he says no. Okay? Just be prepared, right?
Yeah.
And I think you are. And I think you guys
are. Kasi may valid naman yung reason ng lalaki.
Exactly. Yeah. Baka talagang this really is not in the cards for me because
mahal
like,
kita pero galing no naman kasi it's not no eh. Mahal kita pero may ganun eh. Bigyan din natin ng benefit of the doubt yung lalaki na binigay. Alam mo kami mga tro, alam mo ako, may shota ako, nagpapaninig sa akin na magpapakasal na. Ang tendency ng conversation namin ng mga barkada ko, parang girlfriend ko, puta, panay-paninig sa akin eh. Alam mo, kasi, alam mo, ang isang lalaki wala namang problema, nagmamahalan talaga kayo, sige, pakasal tayo. Pero, tingnan mo yung side ng boyfriend mo mamaya, di ba?
May hesitation, kino-consider,
mga ganon. So, kung love-love lang yan, marami din tayong reason na di natin lang at masasagot lang yan from you.
Yep.
Ang lahat ng sagot dito ay from you. Ask him kahit ano pang paraan niyan, sweet, big, small, ask him. Tapos pagkatapos niyan, alam mo na yung next step. Pero honestly,
Apple, I think this is one of the easier problems we've had in a bit. I know it's really important to you, but it is rather easy. I feel bad saying that because I know it's important to you and
I mean there's a clear cut like
I think you're going to get everything you want. And I feel good about it. I feel good about you having this conversation. It seems like you guys are mature. You talk about everything. Mm-hmm. All of those important points that I brought up earlier, you've had those conversations. Now it's just doing it and getting what you want out of it. I think you're at the perfect time in the perfect place, at the perfect age. Everything lines up perfectly to ask him, okay? And if he says no, you're even in the perfect mindset to know that that's a reality. So all signs say have the conversation. I prefer it to be a romantic conversation versus a business conversation. But even if you have a business conversation about it, it's still okay. All right?
Mabilis lang mo. Yeah. Pagkalimbawa, nag-know yung lalaki, nagsabi siya, not, siguro, no, wala muna, pero in 2 years, sinasabi natin si Chopper, sabi natin, at least babalik ka sa pamilya mo, ma, may plano na kayong maging married, pwede kang lumabas din. Kasi may plan na. Ang problema mong next is convince your family na this relationship is for now, live in, pero may marriage kayo, pack, in the next mo.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That might be, that might, I mean, it sounds like your family will have a hard time swallowing this reality, but I completely agree with Alex if it's possible. If it's not possible, well, you can tell your boyfriend, hey, if you want to wait 2 years, I have to move out because I cannot hide this from my family this long. Okay? That's what I would say. It would add a little bit more pressure on his end to do it. And he should step up. I mean, fuck, that, right? Isn't that the thing we talk about relationships all the time? What do you want out of the relationship? I have articulated it to my partner. It is now, the ball is now in your court to do fucking something about it. Okay?
Magtitip na lang ako mo. Tanungin mo siya habang nagse-sex kayo, yung malapit na mag-cam, itigil mo.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yung malapit na mag-cam, kanina 'di ba problema natin yung matagal mag-cam, gano'n. Malapit na mag-cam, itigil mo. Want to get married?
Yeah. Sign here, fucker. Yeah. And then signs here. All right?
Oh, Mo, before I go, I just wanted to say actually the list of questions you said that we should be able to talk about before getting married. A lot of those conversations came up when we were listening to your podcast.
Awesome. Excellent. Excellent. Good. I hope that goes for everybody listening to the show who might be in a very similar situation. Everything counts. Family history, mental health is your own personal.
Was he like from a broken family? Is that what it is? Like, why does he not get
his parents have been married for like 30 years?
Is he French? French Canadian. Sorry.
He's French Canadian.
Yeah, he's not a Filipino guy. Okay, got it. Different cultures, whatever. You're fine. You're fucking fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be. I promise you, it'll be fine. Okay.
Oh. All right.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a good day.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Hirap mag-promise, everything. Babe. Ang hirap mag-promise. You will get everything that you want.
Malakas ang chance. Malakas ang chance.
I don't think there's an issue in this relationship. I think she's just trying to.
I didn't hear the love part.
I don't think you have to hear the love part. I think she's really. I think this girl, even though she's from the Philippines and kind of grew up there, she is. She's not your typical.
I know, but I mean, like, you know, I'm not talking about her. What if the guy doesn't feel like the guy needs to feel that or hear that or think that? You know, like if I'm the guy, like, okay, nagmamadalito kasi her status needs to change.
You're making it more about the visa than it really is.
But
I honestly
it was there.
Think
like
making...
that's what I felt like in the beginning.
That's fine,
and that's there. Right. So the urgency is because of that.
I don't agree there, but again, everybody's got their own feel on what her situation is. I also just think...
Because, okay, if I'm the guy and I already know all this and we super love each other, bakit hindi pa ako umoo?
Remember, he has lived his whole life knowing that he's not going to get married. He has changed his mind about it because of this girl.
Yeah, but is it? Like, why hasn't it happened or why hasn't he proposed?
I don't know, but that's what
I'm
saying. But that's what the conversation is about.
I'm worried.
I don't find that to be. I don't find my spidey senses don't tingle on that stuff. Honestly do not think they have a problem. It is just about having.
Yeah, they could,
as anybody could. But I don't even. Like, this is fucking easy. This is a walk in the park. Fucking ask them.
Yeah, I know that part is easy. I'm just like the promising her that everything's gonna be fine and she's gonna get everything she wants. I don't know. There's like a strong chance that you won't.
Again, obviously, nobody can guarantee. You can't guarantee that it's about the visa. I can't guarantee it's gonna be a thing.
That's why I'm not.
Alex can't guarantee the family's gonna be fine. Nobody can guarantee anything. I would be fucking shocked out of my balls if they ended up breaking up in the next few months because he felt like he was being, you know, fucking pressured into the. I am so confident they're gonna be fine.
But guys, like, tama si Alex eh. Kung naririnig na ng guy yan sa girlfriend, or, di ba? Kung gusto talaga nilang makasal, madali lang yung oo, sige, magpapropose na.
Pero sabi nga ni Mo, everything counts.
That all counts.
Sabi na Depeche Mode, everything counts.
Kinakampihan kita,
Alex. You know what? Don't even ask the conversation. You guys both listen to the show together. You'll fucking come across this episode. And then you point at him, going, oy, putang ina ba ako yun? And then see. I don't care. All right, anyway, we gotta go. Let's take a break. When we come back, one more quick call after this. It's a back-to-back episode. Alex, you still good for one quick one?
Yes.
Right back after this.
I'm good for 75 ones.
75 ones.
Worldwide. It's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Year 11, episode number 35. It's the part two of the back-to-back here, of course, with the AMAs. We haven't done one of these in a long time, the back-to-back. So it's kind of nice to have these longer episodes. Alex, thanks for kind of dedicating as much time.
Matagal mo ba hindi nagagawa ang back-to-back mo?
Yeah, we haven't done the back-to-back in a while.
Even
if you wanted to.
Yeah, no. No two-rounders, no back-to-backers.
Hindi na kaya ng two-rounder yan. Kaya pa ba, babe?
Napakayabang
to. Mayabang talaga to. Yung chopper na to. Sobrang yabang. Hindi lang yabang sa social media. Mayabang din dito.
Pero nung kausap ko yan sa ano na, uy, ang chopper na sa Manila ka pala. Ako nasa Canada. Sabi niyo, yeah, uwi na kagad ako sa I miss Mo.
Wala, hindi ko sinabi yun.
I miss Mo and minamimiss na rin ako ramdam ko. Sabi ko to.
You know, not even that. When she says, oh, you know, Alex messaged me. I think he wants to meet up. I'm going to meet up with him. And then I was reading on the Reddit thread.
Paano meet up? Sa Canada si Alex.
I know, but he was going to arrive and then kind of meet up, like, maybe on your last day. And I was reading something on Reddit that people were trying to make some kind of chismis that one of you was going to, like, bend over backwards to meet up with each other, and it's going to be an issue. They're trying to make GTWM drama. And
pero kung okay naman for publicity, haya mo sila. Hindi yung matotoo.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's a really bad kind of way to go about joke life. Lang. But I thought it was kind of funny that...
How would like they concoct these stories? But, you know, like, alam naman natin ganyan talaga sa chismis, sa mga marites.
Ba't tayo nag-meet chopper?
Can you show us the thrusting move again? It's very, like, that usually expedites the need to meet up.
Pero,
Alex...
grabe experience sa Canada, promise.
Canada's fucking amazing. It's like, really
funny.
You were saying, Alex, during off the air that because one of my big frustrations is sa Filipinas. I really wish it snowed. I really wish we had a winter. And yes. I'm willing to trade some of the great Philippine attributes or qualities or tangible things like our beaches. I'm willing to trade Boracay in exchange for winter. Mm. I'm willing to change mangoes for winter.
Taho.
I'm willing to trade some of the best things about our country.
Pero meron akong bad news sa'yo. Hindi talaga pwedeng mag-snow sa Pilipinas.
Bakit?
Nakita ko sa Canada, yung snow, pag sa bundok, talaga nagpapasosyal yung snow eh. Sa ibabaw, snow-capped mountains, ang ganda talaga. Hindi ba bagay sa atin? Ayoko maging ano, alam ko politically correct. Pero yung mga squatters or illegal settlers, just imagine kung may mga nasa squatters area ka, tapos may snow, hindi talaga babagay, promise.
Kasi pangit
talagang,
or
hindi talagang hindi mahirapan talaga tayo mag-adjust mga Pinoy. Pero mo ang gastos ng mga jacket for us, yung mga 'di ba, mahirap ka na nga sa pagkain, hirap na sa ano, tapos you have to buy jacket. Na ito ba yung mga homeless sa Canada? Sobrang social yung mga suot nila.
Naka North Face yung mga ganoon.
Naka North Face and boots and everything. Hindi natin masusustain yan kung meron tayo ditong snow. Talagang dapat lang talagang
so
ano tayo.
So you think our poor people would suffer in the snow?
Sobra. Ay, ko nga, may jacket na ako nung pag nawalan ako ng ano, nawalan ako ng yung ito, yung
gloves.
Sobrang lamig sa mukha. Oh, sobra tayong maghihirap sa, no, ito na yung seryosong part nun. Sobra tayong maghihirap kung may snow pa tayo. Malamang hindi tayo mahirap. Kaya siguro, may mga countries pag may snow, may yaman, marunong din si God eh.
Can I interject though? Okay. We survive historical, on record, hurricane, typhoon, storms, whatever you want to say. Fucking get it. And we get it probably worse than any country in recorded history. And we survive. Now, yes, we have a death toll, of course. Not everybody survives. But as a country, as a people, as a nation, without being too cheesy, we survive these things.
Fireplace.
Snow?
Kaya natin
fucking
yan.
Fucking snow. Pero, we can't survive fucking snow.
Mo, bumibisita lang yung bagyo. Nawawala yan after 3 days. We're talking about months here, man. We're talking about months.
I get it. I don't know.
Kailangan mo lang magbaga. Like, magsiga ng
ahoy. Yung problema kasi, di ba, yung mga ibang bansa na may snow, yung mga animals nila are very woolly, kind of bigger. Parang like, if I killed that animal, then I would wrap my entire family in its skin. Wala tayong ganun eh. Like, wala tayong parang askal. How much cloth is that gonna give me?
Alam mo, for conversation purpose lang naman to kasi alam ko naman pag nag-snow, baka doon sa mga, alam mo na, mga politically ano dyan, akala nila, yeah. Pag nag-snow, of course, mag-a-adapt ang snow sa ang Pilipinas. It's ano lang to, no? Kwentuhan lang to,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah.
Pero napansin ko nga, pag may snow talaga, medyo maganda yung country. Maganda yung economic ng country, di ba? So, for comedy, ano lang, sabi ko, hindi kasi hindi ko ma-imagine yung bubong ng, yung bubong mo na mahirap. Mahirap yung bubong, di ba?
Putang ina, these guys are freezing their asses off. We would have less people walking around. We would have less congestion because people can't fucking go outside. We would have less homes that are built out of scrap shit.
So snow will fix a lot of our problems.
Snow will drive the poverty out of your capital city and back into the provinces where they want to be home. It'll disperse it in some kind of way and will beautify our capital.
And even yung may homeless sa Canada, level up din eh. English speaking at may limit sila sa kanilang pagiging
English
mahirap.
Din na doon.
Hindi, yun nga nakakatawa doon, di ba? Mga associate, ang gagaling mag-English na, hey man, you have one buck to spare. Sabi ko, puto, nagtatag-English ka. Tapos may nakasulat sila ng mga pwede nilang gawin na I'm just homeless because pinapaliwanag nila yung sitwasyon nila.
Explanation,
I'm just homeless, nakabar. Tapos may binigyan nga ako ng pagkain doon na donut. Tinanggap yung pera ko, yung donut, nireject niya. Sorry, man, I don't eat that. It's bad for my health.
Wow.
True story. Isang box ng Tim Hortons.
Sorry, is that organic? No, man. Bago ko tanggapin,
no, man,
organic
no, man. It's bad for my health. I haven't been eating that for 30 years now. Saiko, you haven't been eating, period.
Yeah, here, burger. Sorry, vegan. Vegan. Sorry.
So, totoo yun. Tapos natawa yung son ko sa niya. Oh my God, that's a social pulube. Rejecting food.
Social na pulube.
Nice.
Naka North Face. Swear.
Guess what? Here's one thing though. Even if you're homeless and you're in Canada and you're in Naka North Face, Patagonia, or whatever you're
Canada wearing, Goose.
Canada Goose, Canadian Goose, whatever
Canadian
the fuck.
Goose,
those guys can probably afford going to Alex's show, which is happening on the 27th of May. They can probably fly. They can probably fly from their tundra frigidness into Manila just to watch Alex, which is at Music Museum on the 27th of May. It's called Minanalo Na. Early bird prices are 850 pesos. Regular tickets will be $1,000. But like with every Alex show, you're getting raffle, you're getting big time prizes, you're getting fucking GTWM caps, punchline caps. I mean, it's fucking amazing.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. It looks so crisp, so new.
You know the best, the and most requested caps are punchline with Alex Calleja is the good times with Mo Caps.
Nasa punchline with Alex Calleja podcast sila pero nire-request yung GTWM cap.
It's a beautiful cap. Look at it. It's gorgeous. It's like multicolored. I like the font. It's a stunning. Look, that's a gorgeous cap, man. I really, really
think
it's
beautiful. And this is the next authentic cap because you have the, you know, the guest of GTWM giving it to you. So by connection, I know the host.
Yeah.
So you have the authentic cap.
If you guys want a cap, dude, please get those tickets. Ticket2me.net. Again, ticket the number 2.
$20 Canadian. 20 Canadian dollars, man. Pag nagbibigay ako sa mga pulubi doon, kinoconvert ko sa peso. Nakapagbigay ako ng 80 pesos sa homeless doon sa Canada. So tagtaas na rin ako ngayon ang bibigay sa Pilipinas. We have to step up sa lahat ng mga nagmamalimos.
So I'm going to give na-pressure
ako.
Canada.
I'm neglecting a lot of, ano. So ngayon, nagtaas na rin ako ng bibigay. So it's 100 pesos per ngayon sa Pilipinas because I gave $2.
Yeah, well.
Without batting an eyelash.
Get those tickets.
Even
and for the record, I think we could survive. I think we could survive a winter.
I think so too. I have to agree with that one.
I think we can.
We can.
I wish we had one. Let's take our last caller here. We talk to Ersten. Ersten, you are, God, I forgot. I didn't write it down. Ersten, how old are you again? You're 40, what, years old?
40
years old, 40 flat. Now, if Ersten is on our Zoom, so he's one of the streamers. In fact, Ersten streams every single episode. I see his face there. He looks like Romic Sarmiento. That's why we can really kind of thing. But as many of you know, we stream every single recording now here on the show. We are at full capacity. that's kind of what the AMAs do, right? We get a lot of people who want to jump in. Ersin is here every single episode, and today he wants to ask us a question. So, Ersin, you're in Manila, yes?
Cavite.
Oh, God. What a piece of shit that is. You guys won't survive a winter over there because I'm kidding. I love Cavite. No, I don't. But you get what I mean.
Skyway ka lang. Yeah. Makakarating ka na.
All right, Ersin, what do you got, man? What do you want to talk about?
So I just had a simple question I raised in a previous episode, but it's a question about our oral or our cunnilingus arts. Because
did you hear that, Alex? Cunnilingus arts. What the hell is that?
Kung patayin
gusto kong tanggalin sa Zoom. Kung may access lang ako pag
cunnilingus arts. It sounds so social. I love it. Like there's a degree. It's like a master's in eating vagina.
Yung gago niyo ako.
Eating vagina.
Mo, no? You wanna do cunnilingus arts?
Cunnilingus arts?
Cunnilingus arts 101.
Here, sit on my face.
Yeah. I'm gonna use my brush. It's brocha time.
So
what's the problem with the arts?
Not that it's a big problem. It's just that the last time I tried to intensify it, prolong it, but me being not a so much of a world giver, after I tried prolonging it, after the deed, the thin piece of flesh connecting your tongue to the base of the mouth, that hurts a lot.
It's the like thing, a wedge. The wedge that connects your tongue to the bottom.
That
of
hurts.
Mouth, right?
Okay. So I was just asking if
I've had that.
You being like I would say the master of it.
Yes, thank you.
How long does it take before it goes away?
Well, fuck, I don't know about that. I mean, everybody's different, but in terms of you're so aggressive.
Alam mo si Romney Sarmienta, ganyan din mag-English.
What do you mean?
Manood kayo ng mga clips ni Romney Sarmienta. Tapos yung mga pinapaganda yung mata. Pero isa sa mga, di ba na-mention natin ito mo? Yung mga nag-i-English na mga artista na...
Modulated.
Okay naman yung twang ni Ersin.
No, they have the agamulak. There's an aga. His fucking tongue hurts from fucking.
I know, right?
Give him a break.
It's sprained.
The guy hurts. He's injured.
Cunnilingus
injury.
Is that normal? Is that common?
Well, okay. So what he's what you're doing is okay. Everybody will feel this. Even the girls will know what we're talking about. Try to touch the inside of your mouth. You know, the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Try to everybody listening now and everybody watching, try to brush the top, the roof of your tongue. You feel that strain in that wedge that he's talking about? There's like a little bit of
it's
a pain
overstretched.
There. It's stretching out, right? It's kind of like all your fucking faces. I mean, I get you on gallery mode. Like, everybody's fucking doing
like
it.
Everyone's like trying to do it.
Okay. But you feel in the middle, underneath your tongue, there's a little bit of pressure there. Mm-hmm. We're doing it now here for 5 seconds, and you're already feeling the strain. Ersin, when you're going down, I don't know if your girlfriend, wife, whatever, when you're going down on whoever that girl is, and you're straining it, because you're long stroking the pec-pec. So you're starting from the bottom near the asshole, and you're is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't start from the bottom of the top of the asshole all the way to the top of the pec-pec, because you're really gonna, it's really gonna hurt. Think about when you see Jules in Texas. So you're
sinika kumakain na eh, parang pinupulutan yung conversation.
You're really broad stroking it, and you're gonna get stressed, and then you do that. I mean, it already hurts.
You don't have to do that. You need
smaller.
To focus
on, you need to focus on the clitoris.
Yeah, smaller, quicker.
Maybe even doing it wrong.
No, you're doing it wrong. You're maybe overdoing it. Mm-hmm. And overdoing it is getting you injured. And it's not even translating into what you really want out of it all, of course, is a orgasm for the lady. So what I would do is smaller, kind of calculated strikes to the clitoris instead of the broad that's going to get you hurt.
Okay. Well, Carl wants a sample. I don't know why Carl is the one who wants a sample.
You know what? Let's not even ask for a sample from. Well, before Ersten, I want you to demonstrate. Okay, fine. Let's do this. Let's get Ersten to demonstrate what you were doing. I know you're injured, but as you know, kind of like when you go to the doctor and you said my arm hurts, and then he'll move it around. You're like, fuck. So let's see you. Let me see what you were doing. I know this is only for the people streaming, and if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to get it. But you know, this is a legitimate problem. So. Can we see what you were doing?
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, it's okay. You got this. You should fucking just.
How do I do that?
Yeah, you're wide tongued already.
Wide tongue.
Yeah, you don't want to wide tongue.
I'll just use my hand to demonstrate.
Yeah, just put the V on it.
Yeah, you. up and down, and then you put pressure, a bit of pressure on where the clit is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it injures me. When I put
the pressure,
I bend the tongue downwards. Well,
you don't need the middle part of your tongue to put the pressure. You can use the tip of your tongue to put the pressure on it. It doesn't, you don't need a lot of pressure on the clit.
No. But what the problem is, you know, your tongue is too erect. You're stretching out your tongue. It doesn't matter where you're hitting the pressure. The problem is how much is your neck extending, your tongue neck. That's where the strain's going to come from. I mean, this is every injury. Stretch your neck out a weird way, it's going to hurt. Stretch your arm out a weird way, it's going to hurt. Any kind of overexertion is going to be painful.
So problema sa sex, no? Ito lang activity na, physical activity na walang warm up, no?
Yeah.
Pag gumanong ka naman, mag-sex sabi lang.
And then when you... Romnick, when you're doing it, are you on top of the girl, legs open, or what's the position?
Yeah, on top, legs open.
Yeah, because I mean, like the other day when I was doing down on Chopper, she's putting the weight on my face. The problem is sometimes like you can't breathe because it's all ass and kind of private parts. That
wow, nag-hesitate ka pa doon.
Oh, it's private parts? Yeah, it's just pretty respectful. That sometimes... Did you hear me last night gasping for air? Did you hear me?
I don't know.
So this part's I was trying to get breathe.
That's so gross. He's exaggerating, guys.
No. This is fucking legitimate. How can I make this up?
You're the Mr. Exaggerator.
This is fucking true story. I'm here to help people.
I'm going to help people if I don't give them...
Absolutely. So I'm going to breathe, right? And
pati yung sounds eh. Ganun talaga.
Yeah, I was trying to. So what you want to do is again, you want to. It's almost like the smaller your mouth opening is, the more precise your location target is, the better off it is for the girl and the less injury that you're gonna get.
And there's some lips there too, right? Like, I mean.
Yeah.
When I asked you
to give you a sample, the very first thing I noticed, Chopper noticed, is how wide.
It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah, how much tongue was involved. It's just.
Okay. Didn't demonstrate, didn't draw in the
eye. Fucking, you know what, Chopper? Let's just try it right now in front of you. I'll let everybody kind of see in real. You know, this is documentary.
Unless it pays for our house, I won't do it.
Focus there.
Yeah,
there.
But how? He is focusing there, pero. Yung paano niya.
Okay, you know what I do? You know what I do? I do this. Okay, I will isolate the clitoris with my lips. So,
yes. So
you take the almost like you're pulling the clitoris a little, ever so slightly away from the vagina. Once you use your lips to isolate and kind of.
I don't know what do you mean isolate from the lips?
Okay, hold on. Give me a fucking. I need a drawing or some shit. Alex got that. Okay, so here's the vagina, right? Sorry,
vagina, right? The vagina.
Because the clitoris is right there.
There.
I'm going to just ever so slightly. So my mouth, my mouth is going to lips here. It's going to focus only on the clitoris with only my lips. And then once I'm able to isolate it, like I'm able to almost feel the entire circle of the clitoris, then I will introduce the tongue.
Yes.
Hanapin mo muna with the lips.
Clitoris?
Yes.
Yeah. Meet the tongue. Meet the clitoris and then let them dance.
A bit of sucking.
You don't just... open.
It's like you're gonna Tintin in the chat brought up something like, have you tried sucking the clit? Or like, parang you're gonna make out muna with the clitoris, right?
You don't want to suck too hard though, because it's gonna hurt the girl. It's gonna hurt the girl.
So very gentle, right? It's so sensitive that
like a surgeon.
You really cannot put so. You don't need to put so much pressure on it to pleasure the girl.
Yeah. Okay. So isolate the clitoris with your lips. You don't even need the tongue play, man. Once you get once your tongue is out,
you're doing the wrong way. I mean, like, you're probably focusing on other areas, which is fine. Like, you can take a break from the clitoris and maybe just massage the whole vag and then go back to the clitoris.
You know what's funny? I think the comedy, Alex, of cunnilingus arts is what's making people make the mistake. When we do the you would never do that in
you would never do that in the pangs. Yeah.
You would never do that in right? Yeah, that's a joke. Don't ever take that seriously. If you do that, you'll get slapped.
Ito yung mga tipong dapat yung music mo eh ano bang music dyan, babe? Like when you're
I don't need no fucking music.
Like, you know,
maglalunch ako ng tahong ngayon.
Don't need no
I always play Jamie Foxx's Storm. Maglalunch
ako ng tahong.
You know that song.
Dapat easy listening na music pagdating dito kasi pagka
A Storm by Jamie Foxx. That's perfect.
What Storm by Jamie Foxx?
Sigilan mo ako, Ernst. May problema ka na nga sa pagano. Nagaano ka pa ng tugtog. Mag-focus ka muna sa clip.
Huwag ka na mag-background music.
Huwag ka muna mag-joke. Kasi may problema ka na nga eh. Nag-joke ka pa.
Yun, Usher, nice and slow. Para nice and slow nga. Yun, para may rhythm ka na. Yeah, nice and slow.
Can we get a girl to raise their hand here before we end the show? Can we get a girl to raise her hand and maybe just one more female perspective on this? If anything we're saying makes sense, if you have a extra style or technique that you yourself prefer, can we get a female?
Yeah.
Not to raise your hand physically because we can't see all of you. There's too many of you, but put a little raise your hand emoji or whatever the fuck. And just see if we can kind of get one more female perspective before we say goodbye today. Yes? Anybody?
I think Tintin was giving some input in the chat.
Where's Tintin? Who's Tintin?
Tintin.
I gotta find her.
Tintin.
Los Angeles. Oh, here we go. Tintin. Where is she?
What do you mean?
Tintin.
What did you do? Did you unmute her? Is that what it is?
I tried to unmute her, yeah. Let me try one more time. Here we go. Tintin in Los Angeles. No? How about Nika? Nika, you wanna jump in on this?
Yeah, Nika's gonna give her input.
Are you an amazing receiver?
Mm-mm.
Any hands? Anyone?
Natakot eh. Natakot.
Ladies?
Wala.
No? Okay, then we'll go. We'll go then.
Ayan ang problema sa atin.
Most ladies on the chat did say slow and that you don't need the full tongue. Yung lang yung gusto i-confirm ni Mo. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Clitoral stimulation, rhythmic, repetitive. I say these phrases all the time when we're talking about oral sex. Repetitive, rhythmic, clitoris.
There's never.
You cannot
like,
go wrong.
Pressure. That. Like, it's never like. It needs to be hard or it needs to be like...
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure if that's true. I think if you are really worked up and stuff and people want the hard stuff, I get it. But we're talking about generally speaking, right?
So see, Liv likes it when the guy kind of makes some vibrating set. Alex, alam mo ba to? Naabutan mo ba to?
Alex is younger than us.
No, I meant like Gubrad.
You got a half of me already, baby.
Pag mga ganyan yung sasayta na yung black guy section.
Give me 10 minutes.
That's gonna matter, baby. Patay ka dyan. Baby.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my truck. Baby, I'm
cruising the streets. Yeah, let's sing along, guys.
I got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me.
It's called a clitoris.
I pull up, anticipating
cool love.
Don't keep you waiting. I got plans to put my hands in places I've never seen. Girl, you know what I mean.
me. Let me take you to a place in ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
We're talking about culinary arts.
So long.
Sando at Hudi.
How do you do that? Oh my gosh.
Pick one.
Call out my name.
I'm the PS. KP.
YMOND. And baby, tell me what you want to do with me. Got it. All right, all right,
all right, all right, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us, everybody. We
wanna take it nice. Oh, dila mo pek pek ko, baby.
Tatlong araw na ako, hindi ko alam ginagawa ko. Bro. May mga nakaaway na nga ako na hindi ko alam kung ba't kami nag-aaway.
Oh, jeez. Alright, anyway, I want to thank everybody for hanging out. Ersten, thank you for your question, by the way. Good question, and glad that we helped.
Take some paracetamol or anti-inflammatory.
Nakalimutan natin sa pasbeto, no? Hindi to physical, no? It's, ano eh, ang pag... pag brocha kasi may kasamang ano yan eh, hindi yan puwersado, it's part of the ano,
flow,
the sayaw, hindi
flow,
siya yung parang
yeah.
Hindi siya yung parang step by step na oy kakain na ako ng hindi ganoon eh, dapat yan tananan yung rhythm, tuloy-tuloy ang rhythm, alam mo.
But you know the analogy I've used through the years is when you like the penis is a dog and the vagina is a cat, and I know that there's the pussy reference and all of that stuff, but really hear me out here. When you have your dog, how do you pet your dog? How do you pet your dog? Alex, how do you pet your dog? That's how you treat your dick, okay? That's how you treat your dick. You, when guys jack off, it's...
Try
petting your cat the way you pet your dog. Try that. You know what's going to happen? It's going to scratch you. It's going to bite you. It's going to run away. Just imagine if you went to your cat. You're like, oi, kitty cat. Let fucking cat. Fucking ribby. The vagina, same thing. You don't treat the vagina the way you treat your dick. Okay? You do not. You cannot. Okay? When you get to the vagina, it's very rhythmic. When you're petting the cat, rhythmic. Ah, no. Now tell me what the fuck you want to do to me. You know, it's that. Okay? So when you're getting to the vagina, treat it like you're petting a cat, not like you're petting your dick. Okay?
Diba?
No bra.
Ang sex, alam ko marami naman nakakal dito, no? Ang sex, hindi yan exam na kailangan mong lagpuntahan lahat ng set A, set B. Ibig sabihin, hindi porket nagawa mo yung boobs and vagina, it's a perfect sex. May sex naman na pareho yung gusto mo mabilisan, yung may sex naman na talagang matagalan. Kanya-kanyang mood yan. Huwag kayong ma-pressure na, oh my God, ano bang manakalimutan kong halikan
dito?
Ano yung
dito? Favorite,
oh God,
favorite
diba?
Mood?
Diba? Nakalimutan kong dilaan yung pek-pek-pak. Failure ako. No, it's not that. That's not sex, man. Hindi siya may checklist. All you have to do is enjoy. Kung nakita mong kahit na nag-sex kayong kagad tuluyan, gusto nyo yung trip nyo yun, magandang sex yun. May sex naman na gusto yung matagal, may trip kayo pareho. Hindi yung puta, hindi ko na dilaan yung pek-pek. My God.
Don't get too technical is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, walang ano, puta. Feel the vibe, man. Feel the vibe.
Shit.
I think it's a little mix of
energy. Energy.
Yeah.
Energy niya. Hindi niya makontain. Like, parang...
Here's what I love about Alex's outfit. Hoodie and sando. It's like, make up your mind. Which is it cold
like,
or is it hot?
Malamig ba o mainit?
Eh, kasi pantulog ko itong sando. Tapos nagising ako ng late, di ba? Tapos tumakbo ko dito. Sabi ko, wala pong maayos na ito. Tapos hoodie ako. Tama-tama, hoodie to. Yan. Ako, ang saya. Ang saya ng, ano talaga, no? GTWM, no? No? Hoy, tumulong naman kayo sa tickets ko. Umaasa
yes,
ako sa mga nakikinig sa atin.
Okay, guys.
Carl.
Okay, listen.
Si Carl from, ano, bibili daw ng ticket yan kahit hindi manonood. Yan.
Pinagmamalay ko, di ba? Wala kasi ako yung mga, may mga ano kasi na, mga grupo na, hoy, meron silang inaasa ang mga ano. Ako kasi ang goal ko talaga, I don't wanna be, yung, umaasa sa mga gusto ko maraming nanonood, iba-iba, bago, may bagong dumarating. So I want you to invite new people para dumami yung mga taong fans ng Comedy sa Manila, kasi we have to, kailangan natin itaas yung comedy.
And I mean, if you're abroad, right, and so many of you are and you can't make it to Music Museum for obvious reasons, here's your homework. Tell five of your friends to listen to Punchline with Alex Galea. Tell five of your friends to listen to this podcast. Just in case, right? I mean, maybe they don't know this world. They don't know who we are. That's your homework. Just tell five people. Now, if you're in Manila, tell five people to watch the show. There's 100 people on this Zoom thing here right now. If every single one of you just bought a ticket to watch Alex's concert coming up in Music Museum, you're talking about like a whole section of that entire thing.
And it's a good meetup.
It's just going to be us doing this.
Which one?
Every time that you roll with me, holding me, trying to keep control of me nice and slowly. You know, never letting go, never messing up the flow. This is how the hook go, come on.
Let me take you to a place nice and quiet.
Dapat Alex kasama to sa ano mo, kasi
what the fuck is that, Alex, in your hand? What is
that? Oh my God, may hawak kang titi, kunwari.
Ito, titi agad.
Oh, it's a microphone.
My God, Chopper, this is not titi.
No, I mean, like, are you imagining, like, it's a dick that you're holding and you're dancing to it?
Ano to, parang...
Okay lang naman. Hindi naman ako nagja-judge kung yun lang talaga.
Titi, galing kay Chopper. Oh, minsan talaga tunay na basta dito si Chopper, no?
Thank you, Shane.
Kasi sabi niya, gumaganon siya eh. Like, yeah. Ginigilingan niya.
It's all for the show. Pagkatapos ng programa, uupo kami sa sofa. Mm. I'm like, oi, babe. Nothing quiet. Hoy, putangin naman. Tumulog ka na.
I want to see you do that.
Like, seduce me. Show, tapos pagkawala like, na yung show. Ginaga naman sila. So, sabi niya, tingin mo, tarantado ka.
That's fucking real. That's the reality. That's the reality.
I've never seen Mon.
Tapos sa sabi niya, tingnan lang. Humihilip chan ko. Tatay lang ako. She says that all the time. Putang ina, every fucking night. Pag day off ko, yung next day, alam ko, you know, hindi na kailangan ko gumising na maaga. Taka lang, humihilap chat ko, puta, tatayin muna ako.
Oh my God.
Every single
night.
Every single night. Every single
night.
Then I said, babe, ba't pag Friday? Putang ina, may LBM ka pa. Every Friday.
No.
Oo, sabi, hindi, oo nga.
Pucho, LBM ko pala eh. LBM ko pala
eh. That's true.
That's true. That's fucking true. Every Friday, putang ina, may LBM.
Parang yun yung naging rhythm. So, bumili na nga ako ng mga parang tea and stuff para everyday na ako. Like, parang may gut, ano ko, problem.
Baka naman pagka may pag-sex mo, may gut feeling ka kaya ka. May gut feel ako. No? Yeah,
may gut feeling.
O hindi, napuyat kami kagabi.
Like, pero lasing ka. That's the thing. No, oh my God. You were so drunk.
I wasn't
That's
drunk.
The only time. That's no. The only time.
I was buzzed. It's so different.
I mean, never.
Nakasosyal na ba sa puto? Nahuli, may nahuli na ba sa presinto na inimbis ka ng polis na lasing ka ba? No, I'm just buzzed.
That would be me.
Napakawala ng pulisan. Pare, buzz down. Sige, bis, okay na, okay na. Malaya ka na. Buzz lang pala.
Yeah. And the, na-enjoy na
sa People's Journal, nasa People's Journal, Chopper, nahuli. Pero buzz lang.
Okay, let's get out of here. It's 3 hours of the show. I can't. It's much. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you, Alex, as always. We'll see you. Bye. I don't know if you want to. If you're free for the weekend, we can do a weekend show. If not,
yeah, sabado. BSC.
You say that you've been saying that for months now.
BSC.
You've been saying that for months. If you wanted. Oh yeah, no. Celos. Celos.
I just wanna take it nice and slow.
Sasama din ako sa BSC. Tignan natin. Makikita mo talaga, Alex.
Then, nasabi ko lang, naisip ko lang. Kasi nga, tagal na namin na walang ano, walang GTW.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I love talaga. Please support, guys. And then, of course, donate. Yun lang, kailangan ko lang ng tulong
Carla,
sa show.
Carla, screenshot mo yan. Bili mo yung ticket. Padala mo kay Alex para may libre
yeah,
kami.
Nagme-message ako. Yan, oh. Please,
ticket to me.net.
Just want month.
27. As we get closer, by the way, I know we still have 93 people here left. I just want to make sure you guys remember this. The elections is less than 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. Do not fuck our country up by voting for Bongbong Marcos. Do not do that. Obviously, I am more don't vote for him than please vote for somebody else. But if you're conflicted, if you're on the fence, if you're sitting there and you're not 100% sure, honestly, I think Lenny's the way to go. I really, really do. And that's really because the crop of people are awful. So I know that the Lenny fan base can get really irritating sometimes because they're so fucking energetic. And please don't let that turn you off from the person. The person's a good person.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. So yes,
I mean, and we're doing it for free.
And Kiko,
we're doing it for free. That's true. We're doing it for free. First time kong nag-perform na willing ako maghintay ng 9 hours.
Actually, yun ang tanong sa akin ng kaibigan ko nga na Lenny supporter. Tapos sabi niya, alam mo, meron lang ako isang tanong talaga. Yung mga celebrities ba na pumupunta do kay Lenny?
Free.
Okay, on the record. Free.
Oo, mahal ako sa ibang ano, pero this free.
Yun,
call time ko is 9 hours willing to wait.
Okay.
Mag-host ako ng 3-4 p.m. Nasaan doon ako ng 9 a.m. And I was just asking na, saan pa pwede magstay ng hotel? Ako na magbabayad. No, Alex, ang issue pa is, kami na, yung pagkain ako na, huwag niyo nang bayaran. Ganun na yung mga celebrity ngayon. Para lang talaga manalo. Swear.
Yeah.
That's good. Kami, that's
para nag-iintro kami ng bayad, ay magbabayad. And true story to, from me, hindi to hearsay, hindi ako nagpabayad for Lenny.
Yeah. And if that means 100 votes for her, 100 right here, just on the Zoom. If that means 30,000 more votes, because 30,000 on average of you guys download this show every single episode, I'll take 30,100 votes for Lenny, if that's what it takes. And you know, I'm not saying you guys owe it to us, because you don't. But if you look up to us in any kind of capacity, please do that. We'd appreciate it. Oh, did you see that Itong Gusto Ko ad? I love it by
Ang buhay ay ialay sa mga buhay na hinalay. Ang buhay natin di kayang hawakin. Ipagtanggol lang karapatan natin. Katarungan, kalayaan, kabayabraan, karapatan pantao, kalikasan, kabataan. Lenny Kiko, sa buhay kong ito.
Oh, I love this commercial.
May mga nag-message sa akin, babe, when I was in the Philippines. Kung lumabas ka doon tigla sa Lenny na stage, magtatumbling sila.
Oh, no, okay. Not that important. But yeah, I love that commercial. Really, really cool. Love the incorporation of the Lenny Kiko name in there. And yes, please don't forget Kiko, because again, if you don't vote for Kiko, then we're going to get that fucking fat bitch, Sarah, which is a fucking nightmare.
Yes! Make sure it's Lenny Kiko, not just Lenny. Lenny Kiko. Because imagine kung Lenny Sarah. Oh my God. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, that'd be rough. Anyway, thanks guys. Have a good day. Appreciate you. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram @DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.